Hey, I'm Kayla Hansen.
And I'm Crystal Blasco. We're sisters, home organizers, coffee
and cocktail lovers,
and hosts of this witty show, Well Ordered, Well Lived.
Grab your favorite beverage and join us as we have fun and curious conversations with ourselves and others about home solutions, family, and reinvesting in new experiences.
Let's do this.
Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Well Ordered, Well Lived. We have a guest today that we are super excited to talk to and get into, but first I want to kind of go over a little bit of her bio, which is really interesting. She is a former NICU nurse turned content creator and mom of three. When she's not busy with a baby on her hip or running kids to and from after school activities, she's helping business owners with content creation and strategy on Instagram, and also creating content of her own that inspires. She has a passion for helping moms and business owners to be their authentic self when showing up in life and online. She shares her real life on Instagram in a vulnerable, creative, and authentic way without taking herself too seriously. To sum it up, she's your go-to hype girl. Hello, Jody!
Hello.
That's for sure. I feel like hype girl is the
that's all,
like, the perfect way to describe you.
Mm-hmm. Anytime I look at any of her stuff, I'm like, okay, yeah, I need her as a real good close friend in my circle.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time and chatting with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm happy to be here, and I love to hype people up. So let's do it
for sure.
So first and foremost, so we're always sipping on something. I know that we're sipping on – I actually brought a bottle of wine for my sister and I. So we're doing a red blend from Baby Blue Winery in Sonoma County.
I still also have electrolytes. So I'm like going back.
Yeah,
double
you have to do that back.
Electrolytes.
So this is the first time Crystal's had it. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're just sipping on that. What are you sipping on?
Oh my gosh, I have a cup of coffee here. Like, I am such a coffee drinker. Like, if I could drink a pot, I probably drink a pot of coffee, like, per day.
Whoa, I love it.
Cream, no cream, like, sugar, like, how do you take it?
I guess that's, like, maybe where the hype comes in, like, the coffee. I don't know. I take it with cream, for sure. I cannot drink black coffee.
Do you ever, like, what's your Starbucks go-to drink?
I don't go to Starbucks a lot.
Yeah.
No, I feel like it's a little overpriced.
Yeah.
I just drink coffee here. But if I do go to Starbucks, I just get a vanilla latte. That's mm-hmm. it. I'm pretty simple.
Pretty simple. Nice. Yep. Yeah. No, that's perfect. I will say, before we get into kind of asking you some questions, this is kind of like stalker status, like kind of creepy. And you don't even know this, Kayla, but uh-oh. For some reason, Jody, this is like being vulnerable here. I love your voice. Like, when you are on stories, I feel like, I don't know what it is, and I'm like, Jody's voice is so calming. It's like, maybe it's a mix of an accent, or I don't know what it is, but I love your voice. Like, I love the sound of it. I love the way you say things. And I just feel like you're so good on stories. I just, yeah. So I want to get that out there. So I'm pumped for everybody else to hear it.
But. I don't know. Maybe it is a weird accent because I'm originally from Iowa. And so I feel like I have parts of the like northern accent, but then we've been in the South for like 5 years. And so I feel like I have mixed, like intermixed accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm always like, oh, Jody's got the coolest voice. It's like, it's a mix of being soothing and just like, I just get like lost when you're explaining something. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do what she says.
It's just a good happy voice.
It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. I've gotten
hype
that
girl.
Before. Actually. Like, you're the first person who said that, like, people will be like, your voice is just so calming. So, actually, like, quick tip, like in business and stuff, if you do like voice memos, those can be really like helpful versus just like, you know, text it for anybody. You don't have to have this like, you know, calming, soothing voice. But there are, you know, business owners out there, like I definitely utilize voice memos because I just think that you can, there's so much more connection there, right?
You do that. And actually, I think that was, we can talk about a little bit how we met. We'll kind of get started and then I'll touch on that. We met this past spring. So, right? 2020? Right. It feels like it was so long ago.
Yep.
But we met in another social media group. Like a friend of ours she has a program and we were taking it to just kind of, expanding on Hello Sorted at the time because of the start of COVID.
Yeah.
And so we had some extra time. So we jumped into her course. Chris, that's Sweaty Wisdom. And you were in that course. And we just fell in love with you, like the interaction with you, and just got your vibe, I mean, immediately, even through that course. And so then we reached out and kept in touch afterwards. And so kind of quickly going back to you, yeah, you were, I think, the first who started using those voice memos back and forth to us. And we were kind of chatting about some strategy, you know, discussions. And since then, I have another friend, Courtney, uses it a lot too. And I never do.
Whenever
Jody, you send it or my friend Courtney sends it, where I'm always like, oh, that's so smart. Like time management, right? Like I sit there and type it all out.
Yeah.
So that's a great little tip that I actually don't even practice on the reg.
Yeah, it takes a while to develop, I feel like, because you do kind of forget about it, but it's so much more effective. And I think it just gets the message across better. So I would definitely recommend, starting it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make a note of that and maybe just start practicing on Kayla.
Oh, yeah. It's like people with FaceTime, too. They're like, don't FaceTime me. And I'm like, no, I have to see your face.
And our mom does talk to text all the time. So, I mean, I feel like she's even ahead of the game.
Yeah,
so,
definitely.
So how's 2021 treating you so far?
I know, 2021. Yeah. I can't believe it's good. I feel like 2020 was such a whirlwind and it just felt like forever, like it lasted forever. So I'm excited for the fresh start. Like I'm a sucker for new starts and just kind of getting back into the routine. Like I'm a mom of three, so I'm super busy. And today is actually the first day that the kids went back to school. So,
hell yeah.
So, like I'm the one who needs the wine now. Like I should be.
That's so funny. Well, I remember seeing, I think you maybe had put it on stories that, or maybe it was one of your posts, that a 2020 lesson that you took away was, I can't do it all. And so I wanted to see if you could explain that a bit. Like, where did you see your biggest struggles? Like, you were trying to juggle too much, or you were putting pressure on yourself to do things that nobody else was, or time management? Or what did that look like? And why did you walk away with that?
Yeah, I just think that I was trying to be this like super mom and also, you know, business owner. And, you know, I have three kids, you know, two of them are school age. So I have a second grader and a kindergartner, and they're expected to be like, you know, fully functioning on a computer in a classroom. Like it's just not possible. They need me, right? So they both needed me at the same time. Then I have a crazy toddler who is out of his mind, just running around in a diaper
or no diaper.
Carver is hilarious.
And just like, I think that, you know, I was going crazy and trying to be like a perfect mom, balancing it all. And also, you know, managing my business and, you know, doing the household chores all at the same time of just being like cooped up in the house and kind of going crazy. So, you know, I just learned to 2020 taught me just to like give myself some grace, which I think can be hard for a lot of us, whether you're a mom or a business owner or, you know, whatever. It's like things might not look the way you think they do, or, you know, you might not do things maybe that you had set the expectations to, but it's okay. You know, like you can walk away learning something from it and knowing that, you know, you're not like a superhero. You can't do it all at the same time.
Yeah. And what I think is interesting though, is that you walked away with that knowledge. And on the outside, I know that social media portrays highlight reels, and you didn't portray that. Like you were super vulnerable and your account and your business. And I feel like the side that you were opening up about, like that exploded for you. So it was even more confirmation that you're in the right niche and what you're teaching women and what you're doing is authentic to you, because you came out and said, hey, I'm, you know, feeling vulnerable. And then by you just sort of sharing yourself and your everyday life, everybody loved that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I think like I'm so, I guess you could say, passionate about, you know, personal brands and businesses like solopreneurs, just kind of being vulnerable, because I really feel like on social media, I'm talking about, of course, like I would never want people to share anything that's too uncomfortable or like too fresh, right? Like, mm-hmm. because there are some boundaries there, but like, that's how I think I built a lot of connections on social media, is by being vulnerable and just being like, hey, look, like I am like not okay right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that so many people could understand that. I mean, 2020 was such a crazy year, and we don't have to be like perfect all the time. I think social media is slowly changing towards being less perfect, but there's still that aspect of like, oh, her life looks perfect, you know?
Still a little curated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people don't really relate to perfect too well. I mean, it's something that
It's not real.
No, it's not. And I think when we were on a call with you, a strategy call a few months back on some other things, I think you just flat out said like, perfect is boring. And it's not real. Nobody vibes with that. Everybody can see right through it. And like you said, there is a level of comfort that you as the individual need to have. But that's why you, Jody, are here, because you're that hype girl. You're such an incredible confidence booster and showing. I made a note because, you know, I know that you have changed your niche a bit from you used to have mm-hmm. a large account for fashion and lifestyle, and then mm-hmm. you changed it down to cater a little bit towards moms and kind of like people finding their authentic voice and their authentic self. You did mm-hmm. an Instagram poll a few weeks ago, maybe before the new year, and you asked people if they were following you, you know, Are you a mom or not? You know, as far as like kind of gauging, I'm curious to know what those results were. If you posted them, I missed it. Sorry. But because I had some thoughts on that, because I don't have kids of my own and Kayla doesn't have kids right now. And I know mm-hmm. your niche is for moms. And Kayla and I were talking and we're like, gosh, I mean, it's so powerful and so impactful for pre-moms, quote unquote, to see you doing mom life the way you do it. So when they get to be a mom, they know that's a norm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So what was the results of that?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. This is such an interesting topic. So the results were about like 25% of the people who followed me were not a mom, and about 75% were. And I was actually quite shocked, because I never want people to come to my account and feel like they have to be a mom to follow me, right? Mm-hmm. But I get a lot of comments that are like, you know, I'm not a mom, but I'm inspired to be like you, you know, when I am. And those are just so powerful to me. And I also get messages that are like, you know, I'm not a mom, but you inspire me and I love your positive attitude or something. And so, you know, when we talk about social media and like, okay, those people aren't my ideal perfect person, right? Because ideally I do talk to moms. However, they still want like, you know, a confidence boost. They still want the positivity, mm-hmm. you know, they still want other tips that I share. So it works. And I think that when you be your true authentic self online, no matter if like, yes, my bio says I help moms, but like, no matter what, if that person feels that they can find value in you, then they're going to want to stick with you, you know?
Yeah. And I think, again, to go back to how true and authentic you are, if listeners aren't following her, follow her now. She's hilarious. Like, your reels are so funny. I mean, so many have gone viral about like braless and
the
boobs.
Yeah, I was just going to say
the braless. Oh man, those are so funny. But I do like when you say, you know, you do help moms, but because like, that's where you are in life right now. You are a mom of three in the thick of things, in the nitty gritty with a toddler who's running around. So I think mm-hmm. it would be a little bit odd if you weren't catering to that group. But I, as a non-mom, I'm just like here to like give you kudos back. Like, I think it's so powerful what you're doing for other women as well. I think there's so much to gain from you. So I want to also mention, hey, if you're not a mom and you come across her and it says confidence for moms, like, it is confidence for any woman, or I guess anybody. I mean, just being out there and showing up, that's 100% true.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot.
Yeah, it's so fun to watch you. You've been our go-to girl like to ask about reels. So let's chat about reels real quick, since we kind of already brought that up.
Yeah.
You just kind of took the bull by the horn and you just said, okay, I know Instagram is real. I think we learned that in our other social media group this past spring, that you were tipped off by a secret birdie that you knew they were coming. You were really active on TikTok. So you mm-hmm. kind of had the know-how of some editing, and then Reels hit Instagram and you did not miss a beat. Mm-mm. And you exploded. But how did you come up with some of the content that you show on there?
Yeah, I think I just jumped on Reels, honestly, because like you had mentioned, I was already on TikTok doing them because I was in the middle of a pandemic going crazy with my kids at home and needed something to do. So that was kind of like, you know, something for me. And I was just, you know, trying to get better over there and learn over there how to do that. So I think when Reels came out, it was like, oh, I've done this before, where a lot of people felt like, wait, what is this? Like, you know, they were very scared of them. And so, yeah, I mean, honestly, I think that a lot of the ideas in my content just come from real life. Like, you know, you talked about my braless ones, which are some of the funnier, you know, like hilarious ones, which I do have a side of that to my personality, but not all of my reels are like that.
No.
So I think if you're, you know, wanting to get into reels or exploring them or wondering how they can help you in your business, something to think about is like, well, how do you want to do that? Are you trying to show another side of your personality? So, you know, a lot of people did connect with my funny reels, you know, like that is something that they can connect with. Or are you trying to, you know, really like maybe share a different like sort of niche or bucket in that? Are you trying to start a series? You know, like what are you trying to do? And I kind of do a mix of it and then kind of analyze the content. But I don't know. I think a lot of it just honestly comes from my real life. You know, like a lot of the reel that really went viral, like the braless one.
Keep going back to that one. I love it.
I laugh every time because another account just shared it today, actually. Like, so it's like still going. So if you aren't on reels, they literally last forever. Like, there's so much more ongoing than like stagnant feed posts. Mm-hmm. So I really encourage people just to like jump on them. I know it's uncomfortable and weird, but
I also love the audio you chose for that, because we're a big Parks and Rec fan. So I love that. I can't remember her name, but I know it's like John Raffio's sister or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, she's so funny.
So I just think, you know, I saw a lot of people using that audio for like Amazon packages and just other things. And I'm like, okay, but let's go a step deeper and let's talk about how we're not all wearing bras.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, just really seeing an audio and being like, okay, how does that fit into what I'm doing or what I'm wanting to get people to do? And obviously with that one, it was just to make people laugh and create a connection. So
yeah. And I think you were starting to head to it. I mean, I think you're hilarious and I love coming to you for funny content, but you are also very vulnerable and you share some really uplifting and positive and encouraging and inspiring messages to women. And I think you were going to say, you know, one of your first posts that went viral was a body image post. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to think which one.
I think there was, maybe you had done a before and after, or there was something where, you know, because you struggled a bit in the past and you've been open about that. And so I think that's, and I don't, you know, you can talk about that or share as much as you want, but I want to let people know that that is also an incredible sort of source that you're pulling from, is you have this knowledge of where this confidence is and how you can, you know, let people see their own light, because you have kind of come out of the darkness yourself. So your posts aren't, it's not all funny and it's really funny, some of them, but there is, it's completely encouraging and positive and uplifting.
Always feel like I'm that friend who's like, like if you're friends with me, you can like be laughing one second and then we'll be like in a really deep conversation the next minute. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm that friend. And because I'm not very surface level, although I'm pretty like carefree and whimsical and I have, you know, a sense of humor, I also like want to talk about like meaningful stuff too. And so I think that's where that like authentic side, you know, comes in. And so you will see on my page kind of like a variety of stuff. You'll see the funny stuff, but you'll also see like the stuff that can help you with your body image and your confidence. And so, yeah, that was something recently that I came out about, I think in March, was like my past with eating disorders. And I was so scared to share that and very nervous because I had never shared it before. And what ended up happening was really incredible, was just that so many women also came forward and they were like, you know, I have issues with that too. And so that's a lot of the reason why, again, I like to be vulnerable, because you just never know like who you can help. And sometimes by coming forward about something, you know, in your past or that's going on with you, you can actually like help people and then form, you know, a really strong connection.
Even if it's just that one person that you've helped, like if just in general, right? If you can just make one person smile a day, you've just created happiness for that person.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's wonderful. Sure.
Yeah. Cause topics that we, that happen in our lives are so taboo. I mean, there's just not an outlet for a lot of people to go to, or there's so much judgment, or there's so much expectation of what we should or shouldn't be doing. I mean, personally, I haven't talked about this at all, really, but I have gone through IVF and I've gone through a divorce, and there's been some really messy things from my past, and I'm not open about that. And I'm not, I don't know necessarily why I'm not overly ready, but I see others that are, and that's helpful to me. So in my head, I'm like, if you just share your story, you'll be really helpful to other people. And I'm like, not quite yet. So I really admire those who, you know, who step out courageously and they tell their story, because it is such a difference maker.
Yeah, it truly is. And I think that it's okay if you're not ready to share it. You know, like it can be scary, it can be terrifying. And, you know, I started my blog in 2017, which is really when I just kind of entered the online space. And I never talked about any of that. It was just purely fashion. And, you know, that was it. But I just kind of felt this tug to go like a little bit deeper and talk kind of more about real life stuff. So that's kind of, yeah, how mine started.
That's incredible. Now, okay, so when you, good, bad, indifferent, like how do you replenish your mind and your soul then? So you talk about heavy things. Is that where the kind of comedy comes in? You know, what fills you?
Yeah, I think that, so recently I've gotten into like journaling and really kind of like prioritizing myself. I do like a daily devotional too. So I think for me, it's, you know, I'm this busy mom, I'm running around, I'm trying to, you know, balance a couple businesses, and it's like, okay, but when am I going to have time for me? And so for me, my sort of fueling, I guess, inner fueling comes from just like time alone. Like I get energized with my alone time. And so I usually journal at night, but I'll usually do my devotional and journaling there. So I can kind of just like be like not with kids, not in my business, but like be in my own head for, you know, a hot minute.
So what's crazy is on the outside looking in. So I think, you know, I would, if I didn't know you like I do, I would say, hey, you're super outgoing. But then when I hear the way you say you're refueled, that's actually a little bit of an introvert, because that's the way I am refueled as well, is I need alone time. And my husband is refueled by being around a lot of people and celebrating and just communication and relationship and fellowship. And I don't get refueled that way. So I was doing some reading and some research. And so I'm like, I guess, not clinically, but like, you know, textbook kind of an introvert, because of the way that's how you get refueled. That's weird to think about that that's how you are, because you're so great in front of the camera.
Yeah, it is weird. And I've been thinking about it too, because I'm actually super intrigued with personality types. But I think there's something where it's like, you're a mix of both. I don't know. I'm not quite sure on that, but like, I definitely do get, like, I love parties and like being social, and I can walk into a room and like make friends. You know, I can go up to people and start a conversation. No problem. I can feel comfortable, but then it's almost like afterwards I need to just like be alone for a second. So whatever that's called.
Yeah. Yeah. The hybrid. Can we like make up a hybrid word for it right now and like assign that to, or maybe if people know what that is, let us know. Yeah. As we do some more research.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny. And then I wanted to touch base on your website. So like you said, you started off in fashion and lifestyle and you were a blogger and fitness, I think, is another one because you're really into fitness and you have a Peloton hack. So if you guys need a Peloton hack and check that out.
That's yes.
Amazing and very valuable information and content. You have a mission statement on your website and it's, my mission is to empower and inspire women, especially moms, to be the best version of themselves. You say, I want you to find your identity and think about what makes you, you. So my question is, how do we do this? Like, what steps can we take to start to uncover our, not only our inner voice, but just our voice in general? Like, how do we, what are steps we can take?
Yeah, I think for a long time, I just was kind of going through mom mode and wasn't really like concerned about who I was. And I kind of lost myself in motherhood or like lost my identity. And it was like, one day I felt like I woke up and I was like, well, who am I? And like, what do I like to do? And, you know, what fuels me? And so I think that's very common in motherhood, is just like kind of losing almost your identity. So for me, I think, well, I have always loved fashion. And for me, fashion is a way of just like expressing myself. So I would think about, and this sounds funny, but a lot of times I tell women, like, think about what you liked to do, like as a child, or like as a kid. And a lot of times that is what like you should kind of still be doing, or at least a little bit along the lines. And for me, that was like drawing. So I actually still love to like doodle and draw and like be creative. Like that's my creative part. I liked to dress up. So obviously like I am still super into fashion. I actually liked to write and read. So I try to make time for that. So I can, if you think about the activities that you enjoyed as like, maybe like an 8 or 9 year old, just kind of think like, are you still doing some of those things? Are you not? Could you maybe do it? And those are things like that you're doing for you, right? Like, like when I say like, I journal and I do my devotional, like those are things for me. So I would say, number one, just like make yourself a priority despite whatever else you have going on in your life. And that doesn't have to be for very long. Like that can just be like 20 minutes a day. But I think that there really is this, you know, fuel that comes from caring for yourself and making yourself a priority. And then also I would just say like, embrace like all of you. Like we all have things that we're good at and we all have things that we're not so good at. And so if you can embrace the entire you, like even maybe the things that you don't love, or maybe the things that have happened to you that you're not proud of, like, you know, it's okay. Like we all have those things. And so if you can just learn to embrace all of it as like your story, you know, we all have different experiences and perspectives and personalities. And so if you can just really embrace who you are and just kind of roll with it, I think that's also, you know, really important.
I love this. And I'm all in the feels about it because my husband and I, we see a counselor. We proactively are in marriage counseling or just counseling in general together. And we love it. But I feel like this past year, I sort of lost myself. And our counselor was asking us, you know, what did you used to do, like to do when you were younger? Or like, when did you have the most fun? And I said, oh, like when I was living and doing this. And she said, whoa, that's college. And I said, she's like, what about earlier? And like, nothing came to mind, not because I probably wasn't having fun, but because I had just kind of, like you said, you just block it out, or you just feel like, okay, well, I'm no longer a kid. And so I'm in an exercise and a practice right now where I'm kind of going back and seeing, what did I enjoy doing back then? And this, you know, even going through, we've been going through photos a lot recently with our mom. And even if people don't remember, sometimes the photos will trigger you like, oh my gosh, like that's right. I had this baby doll or whatever it was, or I played dress up and I used to sing on stage at this. I didn't really do that, but I think that's been really helpful is to go back, because I need to do that for me to kind of find, okay, what is it? Like, really, what are you trying to, like, I feel like I lost my voice or who I was. And again, I don't have kids. I mean, I'm a stepmom, so I shouldn't say I don't have kids, but I don't have my own kids, and my stepkids are adult kids basically. So it's been an interesting exercise for me to do, because I want to, again, to the listeners, you don't lose yourself as a mom even. Sometimes you just lose yourself when life gets so busy and there are lots of pivots and you're just like in autopilot or just survival mode in general. So this has been a really good exercise for me that, you know, in the past 2 days that I've been working on, but I'm hoping and I'm really hopeful to kind of, you know, brush out some of the cobwebs and uncover that. But it's work. It takes some work.
Yeah, I love that. I love that you're doing that. And even asking maybe, you know, people who knew you at that age, like, what was I like, you know, like, and also for me, like me and my best friend loved to make up like dances and we would like perform for like other kids in the neighborhood and our parents. And
oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
I think that's like, you know, kind of like my not performer persona, but like, you know, I like to be sort of like maybe on camera and, you know, things like that. And so it's just very interesting. So I would say, ask other people too. But a lot of times, if you find what you loved as a kid, a lot of times it's somewhere along the same lines as what I've found.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that, because I'm looking across the table at my sister right now. And there are times that I've, on the outside looking in too, you know, I know her at her best and I know when she's having a hard time or a year or a month or whatever it is. And even my husband, you know, he's like, oh my gosh, remember when Kayla did this? And so we can pinpoint, like, so I really love your advice of asking others around, you know, open up a little bit and just say, hey, can I grab some coffee with you? And just kind of working through some things, like, and just ask some questions and be open to that, because you just, you're become an adult. Yeah. And you're like, I just need to be responsibility and mature.
Mm-hmm. I even do that with like, because I loved just getting ready for being on the podcast here. Like you guys, you know, even just like summed up me like in, you know, a few sentences, and I was like, oh, that's what I do. And it's really nice for others. Like, you know, if you're having a hard time, whether it's like online or in life or like finding yourself or like what you do, sometimes it's actually really nice to have other people's perspectives, just as like, you know, like in like describing you in a nutshell, because I think you're sometimes so deep into things that you kind of lose sight of like the bigger picture, like you're so caught in the details. So it was actually really helpful for me when you guys did that. It was like, oh no.
We are all hard on ourselves.
Yeah.
And we just need to take a step back. Like you said, grab a cup of coffee, like talk to your girlfriends, talk to your guy friends and say like, hey, I'm kind of going through something right now.
Go to a therapist.
You know, I mean, there's,
or that. Yeah, absolutely. I love ours. Ours is amazing.
But just like, you know, taking a step back and realizing, okay, you might be going through something right now, but if you have, I think it's just more important just to get it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't hold things in and get it out and talk to your closest people that know you the best. So I'm glad that you said that as well, Jody. Yeah.
And which is why journaling has been, it's been brought up a few times by you and our previous guest and friend Hannah brought it up. Kayla just purchased some manifesting, like mindfulness.
Like a weekly.
Yeah, mindfulness journal for her and I to do together. And so there is so much power in, like she said, just getting it out. And once you get it out, there's like this release that you experience. So I think that alone will, that's a confidence booster, is like even just saying it to yourself, saying it out, standing in front of the mirror and just saying it out loud, like verbalizing it in words that you can hear or that you can see on paper is incredibly powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, even like I talk about being vulnerable on social media, like if you're not ready for that, a great way to start is by journaling it, you know, like, cause that's keeping it to yourself, but at least you're sort of like still getting it out there, but you're not projecting it on social media, but it's a great way to still like validate, you know, what's happened.
That's great. So speaking of some social media, let's jump into, you have a business on social media, and I thought you had two. And so, but then that was just because we spoke to you about working and collaborating with you, but then I think you niched down even further. And so we know what you do. Can you talk to other people, because you may have tweaked it a little bit. I know you have some courses now that you are offering. So do you want to let people know a little bit about kind of your social media business and your world online?
Yeah. So this kind of launched, like, again, in the pandemic when I was on Reels and kind of being discovered and grew my following, and people just kind of started like asking me, well, like, do you teach people, or like, how, you know, can you teach me? And it just sort of happened. So I actually do help people one-on-one. I like to make it super personal because I do feel like everyone's account is so different. And I love, you know, kind of discovering what people's accounts and businesses are about and how they want to show up online. So I work one with people, whether that's just monthly support if they need, or whether it's an actual course. So I have a course that's called Confused to Confident on Instagram. And it's really a course where we meet one-to-one for 5 weeks. And there's also training materials to help you feel more confident in showing up on Instagram in general, and also just being really specific and personal with your account. So that's been really fun to do. And nothing I ever really saw doing. I mean, I love social media and creating content for me, but it's also been really fun for me to help others, you know, with their account too.
That's okay. So, okay, I have a question because I'm kind of struggling with both my personal account, and now we have, you know, Hello Sorted and Well Ordered, Well Lived accounts. So we're kind of, Crystal also has a personal account too. So it's like, I obviously, well, we spend a lot of time on the business because, I mean, that just makes sense, right? But, you know, I find myself, I don't want to reshare, but I don't want the same content for my personal, because I want to get like our word out for like our business stuff, because like we're so passionate about that. And so it's like, how can I manage both? Do I manage both? Do I just get rid of my personal account? I mean, what are your recommendations on that? I mean, obviously business will always trump personal, but does it? I don't know.
Are you talking about your personal one? Like which one are you talking about, your personal one?
Like, so for Instagram, my personal
Kayla
account. Yeah, my Kayla account. Okay. And just like,
okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I would just say like, figure out what you're wanting to share on personal, like, and who those people are. So, you know, is your audience mostly like friends or family? Do you want to share business stuff to them, or do you just want to share like fun, you know, relatable type of stuff? So like, I would say just get specific, like, okay, on the audience. If you're wanting to like mix your sort of personal life into your business, which is okay, then you can kind of start to slowly mix that, I would say. Also just realizing like that each have like probably a different purpose, right? So getting clear on what the purpose of your personal account is versus obviously what the purpose of your business account is. So okay. I don't know if that helps.
I just don't want to overload people, because like, I'm so excited about our business stuff, but then it's just like, all right, I mean, yeah, it is my friends and family, which are always usually the supporters on our business side, but it's just like,
I want to dovetail on that a little bit. What's up? Because I think I'm struggling a little bit too. So we both have a Crystal and Kayla, you know, personal brand, I guess. And then we have a podcast, and then we have a business. And so I think what we're uncovering is the podcast account is a perfect blend of the two of us. And that's where we can show our personal lives and mix some business. And we have incredible guests like you, who actually we are friends with you in real life. So we would put you on our personal brand. So I think that's where we keep going back and forth on. We wouldn't put this stuff necessarily on Hello Sorted. I mean, our listeners know that we are all also home organizers, but there are some things we wouldn't put on the Hello Sorted side. So it's just a matter of, how do you plan your engagement time? Because that's so important in an algorithm in the IG world, and, you know, how to be on there and show up, which is FYI my word for 2021. And how do I show up authentically, but then be engaging, and but then also still use it as a business tool? I think that, so Kayla's question I liked, and then I like my question, how do you compartmentalize, right? I don't want to live on Instagram,
no,
but it's my business.
I think that's what I was going with. It's like, we spend so much time on the business. Mm-hmm. Do I really want like is this helping me personally? I don't know. Like, I'm just, I, not that I.
How do you do like that, yeah. Jody? Like, how do you, because you yeah. are such a busy mom, busy lady, busy wife, busy woman, you know, how do you draw the line where you're like, okay, I'm getting on today for a half hour and knock out business things and I'm going to get back on and engage? Or what's your routine on that?
Yeah, it's hard because I feel like, especially if you have multiple accounts, like you guys do, like it gets to be a lot and get burnt out like really easily. So I actually have two accounts and then I actually manage, completely manage a couple other client accounts too. So it's like I am sometimes, some days I'll be honest with you, I feel like I'm just on all the time and it doesn't necessarily feel good. Like I always, you know, preach to others, like setting boundaries. But if I'm being honest, like it is sometimes hard for me. So I think that you just really need to be cognizant of like, well, sticking to your boundaries, like, okay, I'm only going to, you know, I'm only going to be posting and engaging on here for 30 minutes and then I'm done. Like, you know, just really like setting a hard, you know, a hard set for yourself. And then also just, you know, I don't know, like, I guess like being, I don't know, like for me, it's hard. Multiple accounts, it's hard to run. So if you guys are struggling with, you know, should I be on this one and that one and this one, maybe just start to mix like your personal stuff into, you know, this one. So think about like, can I start to maybe cut down on the accounts that I have? Because I will be honest, running multiple accounts is, it can be exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was getting ready to tell everybody, hey, if you're on social media, have a small business or have a large business, that's also a package that Jody offers, is that she does have a package where, because you are so active on Instagram, and I know it is one of your packages, I'm not trying to add more to, and like, you know, shorten or, you know, make your boundaries thinner, but that is one of your packages. I do want to respect that. I know it's tough on you, but there are, I think that's an option for people if they are feeling overwhelmed, consider outsourcing it. Because yes. it wouldn't take, it seems overwhelming for us, but I think it's because it takes us a little bit longer to do things. You're so quick. We've sent you captions and, you know, it's taken me an hour to do a caption. I sent it to you and you're like, da 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 da, you edit. And I was like, how long did this take you? And you're like, 10 minutes. And then if that, you know, and so yeah. I think that is where, you know, be aware of that are experts out there and utilize their strengths as well. Not that I'm trying to give you more work, but except just more business.
No, it is something that I do. And like, if it's something that you either don't enjoy, some people just don't like it and they would rather be working in other areas of their business where they do thrive and they actually do like what they're doing. So yeah, for sure. It is something that you can definitely outsource and, you know, hand over to an expert who can do it, you know, faster and more efficiently. So definitely yeah. not.
No, I think that's great. And we could chat with you all day. We want to be respectful of your time. I don't even know if we've covered all of our notes, but honestly, we have, we were going back and forth. I know we sent you like an outline and we're like, okay, health and wellness. And you know, you have another business, you know, with some skincare and you literally are the jack of all trades, but you are amazing at everything. So I feel like we could chat with you again and do a follow-up, but I know you are a busy lady. And so we just want to let people know where they can find you for now. Oh, actually, before we do that, we did a quick poll real quick and had a couple of questions come in. So this might, I kind of saw this on the bottom of my notes. I know, sorry. So one question that came in was this is a question that I would ask. How do you deal with haters and trolls? Because you are out there, you know, exposing yourself, but like the vulnerability, oh, yeah. you know, like mm-hmm. How do you deal with them? And maybe you don't get them, but that came through.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So I do get them. Actually, I recently have gotten them. I never got them really before until some of my reels went viral. And I'll be honest, like it stings for a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not fun to read a mean comment, you know, that comes across and you immediately start to, you know, question yourself and think, you know, start to almost believe that. But I think that what we need to realize is, you know, that person first of all, I don't know that person. They know nothing about me. Mm-hmm. They've seen, you know, a 15-second video of me and that is it. And they're probably just bitter in some sense on their end and trying to make someone else feel bad. So I did get some mean comments and deal with trolls, but it's just something now, honestly, it does still sting for just a little bit and then I'll just delete and I'll block it. It's like, I don't need that energy in my life. Like, yeah. Hello, goodbye. Like, so honestly, I just block them right now and know that they probably are dealing with some of their own stuff. And people, like, it's crazy because I think there are people out there that are like intentionally looking for others to sort of like prey on and just like make them feel bad about themselves. Like, it's insane.
I know it's insane and it's sad and it's just, I mean, it's disgusting.
People hide behind their keyboards. So we all know that.
It really does. Like, but it pisses me off because like you said, like it stings, but I feel like that's sort of that's why I need the Jodies in my life, like to be the confidence booster, because before they even say something, I anticipate a mean comment coming in, like, mm-hmm. and don't get vulnerable because I'm like, oh gosh, who is this going to offend or not offend, you know, but like, who's going to find something's going to find something wrong with this. And then I don't think my heart could take it.
Oh man.
Yeah. Well, and just knowing that they're doing that, you know, to try to hurt you.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
very what a waste intense. Of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I just, yep, delete and I block for now.
That's the best advice you can give somebody. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
We don't know these people. Okay, well, besides social media, what do you do for fun?
Yeah. Oh, goodness. What do I do for fun? I love to work out. So, like, I went for a run this morning. So, I love to, do exercise and it really gets my mind right and me just like feeling good for the day. I love to journal. I love to read. What do I do? It feels
isn't
like
crazy
and like so cooped up for so long. I do love to travel, although it's been a little while mm-hmm. since I've done it. Like, I'm very spontaneous. So if someone, I'm usually up for anything. Like if someone is like, oh, hey, let's go, you know, for a day trip here. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So I love doing like kind of new adventures, experiences. And then of course, just, you know, being with my kiddos and family brings me joy too. So
I need to tap into your spontaneity. I'm a little less of that. And that's my husband 100%. And so, he's like, literally like, we did just book a snowboarding trip, but he's like, let's go to Florida. Let's go to the beach. We can work anywhere. All we need is our laptop. And I'm like, we gotta find somebody to watch the dog and da, da, da. So I'm just going to be like, we just need to go see Jody in Texas because she'll be down to do whatever. Let's just go to Jody's.
Meet y'all in real life.
I know.
That is what I was going to wrap up on because it's like we need to make a travel date. Mm-hmm. Crystal and I need to get the heck out of Indiana and make our way south. Maybe we can gain a little bit of an accent down there.
I know. Talk like Jody.
Oh my gosh. But I do, just before we jump off here, I just again want to put out there that people can connect with you on Instagram at HeyJodeBlog. And your website is heyjode.com.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on over. I would love to chat with y'all over there. It's so fun.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you and we're mm-hmm. so glad that we connected in 2020 and we can't wait to see like how this expands and we will meet you in real life, but we are your biggest cheerleaders and we're supporting you and we hope everybody else starts up. You have such incredible content. So thank you for that. Thank you for being a huge cheerleader of ours and we love you. Oh my gosh.
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Jody.
This was a lot of fun. So thank you all.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe.